3. When Jason finally got on top of the other man, pieces of broken bottle were sticking out of his motorcycle jacket. Blood sprayed from the man's nose with each blow, and it was like hitting a bag of raw meat. Then the door swung open and cops charged in. People were screaming that the man was dead. Officers swung at Jason with their nightsticks. They cuffed him, but he wouldn't lie still, so they dragged him out into the parking lot. People leaving the strip mall with boxes of leftovers hurried to their cars. Jason lay on his stomach in the rain, his tongue padding dumbly over the gum where a tooth had broken off. Swelling had closed one of his eyes, but the alcohol numbed him to anything but rage. Then paramedics came and rushed to get the other man on a gurney. His face was a mask of blood. His shirt was ripped open and his shoes had come off. The bartender tried to tell the police how it started, but the officer taking the statement kept asking if any weapons had been used. The bartender said both men were drunk and had broken bottles. Other police walked around putting things in plastic bags. The bartender kept trying to explain that it wasn't all Jason's fault. By the time paramedics got the other man in the ambulance, he was in a coma. The stragglers in the bar had sobered up and were giving their accounts. The cops nodded and wrote everything down. When a second team of paramedics arrived, they asked the police to uncuff the suspect. Jason remembers the sensation of being lifted up and the kind face and voice of a woman about his age who held his hand in the ambulance and said her name was Julie. When the police had gone and things were quiet on the street again, the bartender slid the deadbolt and turned off the neon bottles that flashed in the window. When he called his girlfriend, she put on some clothes and drove down. She couldn't believe the mess.
"Oh my God, Sam, what the hell?" she said.
The bartender threw sawdust on the floor, then swept up and put the splintered furniture in a plastic bin. His girlfriend sat on a bar stool and watched him fill a bucket with hot water and disinfectant. "You know I'll be called to testify," he said.
"You should keep a gun under the bar."
The bartender shook his head.
"I'd sell up before I did that."
As he was locking the register,